World news, national news, rider news, and more. Here's another episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronc.
This is your Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. I'm Tommy Franks from Ryan University. President Joe Biden is reportedly planning to push his police reform agenda via an executive order as early as this month. The executive actions are still being finalized, according to NBC News, but are expected to be rolled out at the start of Black History Month in February as the administration tries to achieve policy goals leading up to the president's State of the Union address in March. News of the executive actions comes at the conclusion of a difficult week for the president, during which he suffered numerous setbacks in the Supreme Court over his vaccine mandate and in the Senate for election reform. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said one of his biggest regrets in office was not speaking out much louder in March 2020, when former President Donald Trump advised the nation to stay home to slow the spread of coronavirus. DeSantis, as a close ally of Trump, said he was involved in the early days of the White House's pandemic response and has been offering advice to the president. But he was surprised when President Trump made the decision that led to much of the U.S. economy shutting down. Here's what he said on the podcast titled Ruthless.
When COVID was first coming, you know, we were actually engaged in it. I was telling Trump, stop the flights from China, because we didn't know what we were dealing with. But, you know, I never thought in February, early March, that it would lead to locking down the country.
The Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office has created a domestic violence stranglehold response team made up of forensic nurses, law enforcement, victim advocates, and staff at local hospitals to provide immediate support and protection for victims. The team will also give prosecutors the most comprehensive evidence available to pursue criminal charges. Motivations for forming this team stem from investigators and victim advocates fearing the coronavirus pandemic has left many more crimes unreported, as victims were forced to shelter with their abusers and opportunities for contact with the outside world were limited, particularly in 2020 when many stay-at-home orders were in effect. We at 107.7 The Bronc have been nominated for 6 national awards. Some of the nominations include Kayla May for Best Use of Social Media, Sean Harrington for his work on The Overtime for Best Sports Update, Tiffany Britton for Best Station ID and Promo Series, the full staff at The Bronc for Best Giveaway being Cruising for Commencement, and our return of Scream Screen for Best Contest or Promotion. General Manager John Moses shares his thoughts on the numerous nominations.
We're really honored to be nominated for 6 IBS Media Awards. It's always great when the radio station is recognized as a whole. But what's even greater is when individual students like Kayla May, Tiffany Britton, and Sean Harrington have been recognized individually for their work and efforts at 107.7 The Bronc and 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
Intercollegiate Broadcast System Media Award winners will be announced on the 82nd Annual IBS Conference on March 5th. And that is your Bronc News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes. I'm Tommy Franks.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronc News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes. Missed an episode? Just head to 107.7thebronc.com/Bronc News Flash. We'll see you next time, only on 107.7 The Bronc.